Buttigieg, Trump is unfit to be the commander-in-chief. By Pam Kee on March 15, 2026. Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, former Biden Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said President Donald Trump was no longer fit for office. Buttigieg said, "What I'm worried about is not the soldiers and the people who are serving. What I'm worried about is their political leadership, like Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump. You know, we lived through a war that was sold to us on false pretenses when I was younger. This war has not been sold on any pretense. The president just went ahead and did it. Here's the biggest thing that has not changed since the war in Afghanistan or the war in Iraq. The biggest thing that has not changed is who pays the price. We have now seen 13 American servicemen killed. And when you prepare to go to war, the thing you think about, the thing you most dread, is your family being the ones to get that knock on the door. More than a dozen American families have now gotten that knock on the door. And the president has basically assured us that there will be more where that came from. And while they're paying the ultimate price, every American is paying some price right now. Mortgage rates are up because of this war. Food is going to be more expensive because of this war. And of course, the price of gas that we're paying at the pump is more expensive because of this war." He added, "Just this week, we saw campaign fundraising materials being put out. Emails where the president's committee, the president's political operation, was raising money off of images of him at a dignified transfer. Any politician who does that has no business leading American troops into war. If the president is willing to raise campaign funds over the bodies of America's war dead, he is unfit to be the commander-in-chief." Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeeNan.